to see him. This is December the 13th, 1992. We're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hats on present. In the light of Holy God. In service. We're coming into glory land, Chilos. It may not look it. And you may have had to be kept in the dark about many things. And ones of you continually ask, well, what's going on? Why don't you tell us? Why don't you share? Why don't we all be in this together? And I have to remind you, this is not some seance group. You will save your nation. You will be the ones that save your planet, if it be saved. I feel much like a father that when we meet on Sundays, some of my children are having a good time. Some are having and living in a good experience. Others are very human and have pain, quandaries. These are the burdens of the human. You ones wish the possibility of a republic was the very day that I took over as full-time teacher to get you to this point through this source.
Keep listening. The tape was flipped over instead of a new tape being put in. It'll play for a little bit longer on what you've heard here on Cosmos, and then Commander will come back on. Sorry, thanks.
What we'll be doing there is Cosmos is going to present on a personal level, meaning through me, to the court system, something that we hope will reestablish under the common law through the Republic, the Constitution, one, the common law, two, and three, a new being of a court system. It actually represents something that will have sweeping change effects.
I apologize.
Is to assist. As the government is brought to its knees. Ones want me to go flitting around, make appearances at halftime in the football games. I would not waste one moment in your football games, because the ones attending the football games, I have absolutely no intent nor care to impress. Ones come and hound and pound and say, well, there must be a better way to get everybody to believe in you. I don't care if not three people believe in me. My mission is to bring truth. My personality is one to allow, as long as it is not impactful directly on my mission. Does that sound terrible to all of you? Oh, goodness, a spiritual teacher who calls himself a host of God, coming with the truth. He doesn't give a damn. I give a great deal. Ultimately, I care more for you than for myself, because I'm already annoying. Do I allow? Most certainly I allow. For one reason, I'm not sure that I have a choice. Do I approve of everything? Absolutely not. But it's not my business. Mine is to bring the word and show you the way. Yours is to take the responsibility and the maturity of whatever age you might be and do that which you know must be done. It would be nice if I got the role of the teacher that just comes to hold your hand and tell you about the nether ways and how to ascend. Let's just break into particulate and ascend. Ascend to where? They forget to tell you that, don't they? Oh, well, into the glory of God. No. You won't even make it to the nearest cloud in this so-called rapture that is touted to you by very human speakers who, whether they know it or do not know it, are selling you down the tube. Just like they sold your constitution. You are a humanistic nation. Humanistic means solely oriented to the human physical aspect of experience. It, by its mere definition, rules out spirituality. Oh, well, we didn't mean humanistic, we meant humanitarian. Are you? Why, you've got your children running around having been inoculated with hepatitis and a latent strain of anthrax in a foreign land that they can't even find enough news to speak of. Ah, so, you finally had a war yesterday. One person shot with a rifle at one of your planes. And you wiped out three of their vehicles and you couldn't even count the dead. You obliterated them so badly. These are primitive natives. This should not make you proud. Well, I shouldn't come at the Christmas season when finally you're getting a Christmas season, aren't you? Something is afoot, isn't it? You got to watch the lighting of your national Christmas tree while they sang Christmas carols. Is this a nasty statement against the Jews? No. I would like for them to sing both unto God. The point is, something is going on. Something has been going on very, very stringently. Some of you have had an opportunity to hear what that is. We've been building up to this for about 2 weeks. There is a group. And it's incorporated, and it also is registered as a republic. And it begins with cosmos. And I've been working with these ones, and now we've made personal contact with several in this group. We have an opportunity, if you will seize the moment, to reclaim your constitution and pull down the thieves. Will you do it? I don't know. God has given you a window. God has directed this so that you have an opportunity. And ones who have been very close in within this family have poo-pooed it in every segment that's been presented as if that one is all-knowing because it seems impossible. We'll have to consider how to arrange this particular day. There is so much information that you must have. You're not having cute little floods in New York City where you have to have scuba divers, for goodness sakes, in the middle of the street to pull people from their vehicles. That is not natural. You don't have over a 7-point earthquake in Indonesia, Malaysia, without hardly any notice. What do we have now? Dead. 1,200, 1,800? And they hardly speak of it in passing? But you will notice they're hardly speaking of anything in passing. Except Mr. Clinton jogging around. Well, Mr. Clinton is in serious, serious trouble. Mr. Bush is in more serious trouble, and Mr. Kissinger is in the biggest trouble of them all. Now, I also have to tell you, because Dorma's had a very bad morning, they're trying to kill her. So we may as well just get it right out there. Because I expect it to ease up. And I mean, I expect it to ease up as of now. She didn't feel like coming, and I couldn't leave her and be here too. Ones have to be very cautious, and ones have to be very alert and very observant. And when ones come to this village, they come to this village. Period. And ones have been going about town saying, we are now with the new Constitutional Law Center. No, they're not. Absolutely zero not. There is not even an office opened here. And the wrong kind of representation for any business is being projected out there. Especially one that would even remotely be connected with the hosts of God. I do not sanction it. I am very upset about it. And it will be straightened out. We don't have a massive organization here. We have many myriads of small organizations to serve. And you're going to hear as we go through this tape, and the ones that have heard it need to hear it again and again and again and again until you understand it. You're listening to things, you're reading things, you are touting things, and you don't believe them. Your actions speak otherwise. We must have a coalition of the Constitutional Law Center. For goodness sakes, we're pulling in Bork. Who are you once? That's Judge Bork. And we cannot have our own work destroyed by loose tongues who think they're playing some cosmic game with space cadets. I am not a space cadet. I am the head host of God. And we've had a lot of fun. But we're coming down now to the wire where what you do will destroy your nation or save it. You have ones who have made public denials of self to work behind the scenes to be able to do this. You have had ones who have gone to prison and lost everything they have. I don't care whether you agree or disagree. Please understand me. I mean exactly that. I do not care. If you wish to be here and share, you are welcome. If you disagree, do so. Of all the things we are not force. We are not coercion. And all are welcome in our family, as in any home. This is all we have, is to share. This is all we have. And what we do in a room has nothing to do with what happens at liftoff. That's where the sword cuts right down through it all. And the facade is wiped away. But you have to serve nation and your physical experience with that facade that serves you, called a body and a conscious mind. I would like, EJ, please to read the first part that I, well, the, just read this morning's. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Then we're going to go right in and we are going to listen to this tape. And then Soltec has given us a couple of very critical, urgent writings on these earthquakes and earth faults. You see, you are finding, quote, new faults all along the coastline from Seattle down through Los Angeles. The grid is ready to swallow up as liquefaction the way it is broken loose. And any kind of an earthquake the size that you just had in the Ring of Fire bodes very ill, any way you wish to count it. Because you're not told anything. But even that may change. Because so is the media up against the wall. They're all in trouble, precious ones. From the bribe-taking congressman all the way through your presidents, all of the last five. It's not a good holiday season for them. It will be worse if we do our job. But it means this area must represent the voice and help support these other ones. They're all across your nation, and it's time to unify. It's entangled with Treasury Gate, as you knew it would be. There are gold certificates. There are bonds. It's all very, very true. I don't care who poo-poos it to you. But it requires the sensitivity and shrewdness of a fox to be able to utilize this. And it requires very good ears to quit picking and nitpicking and getting at these little tiny crappy details at one another. So that you hear. And I come before you angry. Oh, God doesn't get angry. I get angry when you act like imbeciles. You are brilliant. You are brilliant. You are chosen. And besides, I'm not angry at anybody in here. But you can't tell where this tape is going. So all of you can, yes, take that deep breath. Made it through at least one more Sunday. Come on, we're having fun. This is glory train, people. I feel like an evangelist. I ought to get up here and dance around like that one from Guyana who just got out of prison, and he said, you know, I am Rabbi so-and-so. He is very large, very black, and has the poorest little gathering you have ever seen. And he was all tangled up in Jim Jones and the whole group. And now he's out, and he's Rabbi so-and-so, and he has the House of Israel. And he says, right along now, the Israelites and the Jews were always right. And now he's asking penance from them because he spoke ill of them. It was perfectly all right to kill everybody at Guyana, you understand. Now he's back preaching and teaching the word again. Well, if you don't like my word, You certainly might like his. Everything goes, brother. Let's just do the Texas two-step. I feel like an evangelist in another way. Norma put it very well. And there were tears. I hope you hear. She said, it was said that God so loved this world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever would believe basically would be saved. No. Not that way this time. God so loved the world, he came himself. Salud. We're going to make it worth the trip. So let's go, EJ. You're going to have to suffer through a few little personal things here. They're not personal to Dorma. They are extremely important.
Sunday, December the 13th, 1992. How's the volume? The first goal is, quote, get the gold and thus control. Being short of time this morning, we shall dive right off into confirmation of the number one goal of the banksters in confirmation for your eyes. The following comes from a reader who says he can't remember who gave him the circulars in point, but he notes he has had them for around over 20 years and would share them with us as they came in to bankers years and years ago. In fact, the very realization of how many years ago is the blinding fact to confront. Quoting, some interesting circulars sent to the local banks. From the Bank of England to the New England banks in 1862. Quote, slavery is likely to be abolished by the war power. This, I and my European friends are in favor of. For slavery is but the owning of labor and carries with it the care of the laborer, while the European plan, led on by England, is for capital to control labor by controlling the wages. This can be done by controlling the money. The great debt that capitalists will see to it is made out of the war must be used as a means to control the volume of money. To accomplish this, the bonds must be used as a banking basis. We are now waiting for the Secretary of the Treasury to make the recommendations to Congress. It will not do to allow the greenback, as it is called, to circulate any length of time, as we cannot control that. Comment from Hatton, remember that the greenback was not a Federal Reserve note. Another of their circulars stated, quote, to restore to circulation the government issue of money, will provide the people with money and will therefore seriously affect your individual profit as bankers and lenders. And the banker's manifest, circulated among the leading bankers only in 1933, quote, capital must protect itself in every way, through combination and through legislation. Debts must be collected and loans and mortgages foreclosed as soon as possible. When, through a process of law, the common people have lost their homes, they will be more tractable and more easily governed by the strong arm of the law, applied by the central power of wealth, under control of leading financiers. People without homes will not quarrel with their leaders. This is well known among our principal men now engaged in forming an imperialism of capital to govern the world. By dividing the people, we can get them to expend their energies in fighting over questions of no importance to us, except as teachers of the common herd. Thus, by discreet action, we can secure for ourselves what has been generally planned and successfully accomplished. End quoting. This comes from CWA, and I thank you for sharing. It also gives me opportunity to respond to the many letters we receive regarding sharing of names and addresses. We are continually bombarded with, quote, why don't you give names? So we can get confirmation. Why don't you tell names, especially when you have already written things weeks before as we witness? And why don't you give credit if you really want us to believe you? Number one, I give you truth, and if you choose not to believe it, so be it. Secondly, people ask for privacy from one such as you who would place them in jeopardy of attention. And thirdly, I shall begin to give more when you ones who demand stop asking that your names not be used and do not sign the documents and do not give return addresses. Just as your privacy is respected, so shall be every resource and one willing to share with you, but need privacy and security. It appears that ones of you want it all without giving or risking even the slightest possibility of attention. I respect that. Please do likewise for your brethren. Also, we get, quote, why do you show a Las Vegas address and speak of being in California? Because the corporation is in Las Vegas and my scribe is in California. There is a California address where some staff is available and receive mail. You can find me, Hatton, at neither. You see?
Either.
Correction.
Thank you. I just got ruled out.
E-I-T-H-E-R. Either.
I don't want those cards and letters to stop coming. Dorma does. I need them.
You see, we have no privacy.
You also notice Rick laughs the loudest because he's got to tend them.
My scribe was the victim of deliberate surveillance and blatant following at high-speed chase day before yesterday as they attempted to simply leave their dwelling. The police can do nothing until they catch these ones in the act of violation of the law. The police are very nice and very helpful and patrol on their own, but you ones must realize these games are deadly for the receiver in point, and we are pained that readers would demand their task be harder and their lives be placed at even higher risk. What you may think is credit is actually most often in this instance a death warrant. We are not here to represent the local gossip column print sheet. We are dealing with items which get people killed, but also reclaim freedom for nations and regaining of constitutional law in your U.S. placement under God. If you cannot see that is the information and not the gossip of importance as discerned according to the guidelines we offer, then there's little hope of success in the greater mission. Anyone who offers his information and name to be used and has valid and timely information, we are grateful and utilize same in recognition, even though 99% of the time he, she will only be one in recognition of the entity. Why do you hide and expect another to give all? Risk must be a two-way street if rewards are to be reaped. My people are as human, physical, as are any of you. Why should they risk all while you risk nothing? No, we shall continue to honor privacy as always and offer appreciation to any and all who share in full knowledge that our commitment is always to your privacy and security. And if you deny me, then I shall deny you unto my Father. Thus saith the Lord. There are many ways to show and prove denial. The visible is the least considered of all. Randy Weaver, False Information. As we sit to write this morning, I find my level of patience all but unsuitable for a Sunday morning when we are just about to manage ways to reclaim your Constitution. If pettiness and hyper-cruel stuff doesn't quit hitting this fan, then I'm going to release my people from your service. They work around the clock along with dozens of other centers in a last-ditch effort to return constitutional freedom and law unto your lands. This day we have had a barrage of painful denials and attacks against the Liberator for supposedly publishing lies against Randy Weaver and his attorneys. Now this comes directly back, supposedly, from Randy himself. It actually is being caused by a relationship formed since the incident at Ruby Creek. One has formed a very close relationship with Randy and speaks of marriage plans to Randy, having formed a close relationship with him since the incident. This is only representative of, if nothing else, lack of respect and intent following on the heels of the painful shooting of Sam and Vicky. While a nation mourns, the victim, Randy, plans a wedding. Does this really seem likely? Why the anger directed toward the liberator, whose people have supported this man beyond all expected of anyone? Because, supposedly, we ran information suggesting problems with his attorneys. And in turn, the lies hurt his case because there, quote, are no such problems. Well, I ask that the staff make sure a copy of Spotlight's article called Feds Break Rules in Weaver Case, Lawyers Feeling Pressure. Then I suggest that if this can be brought to its lowest denominator by the Constitutional Law Center, and if it be found that there is no further appreciation for the myriads of hours of patriot work done at large expense to brothers, and none to the ones actually involved, drop the work and return to attention to the constitutional matters at hand. God does not go where he is invited not. Now to Linda, who seems mostly involved in this matter, I suggest you take a most careful look at that which you are doing. Whatever you think you are doing is bringing damage beyond measure. The last thrust we have comes in the form of a directed message to me and the liberator of total denial and denouncement as offering lies to the public. I suggest the silly and stupid game stop, lest a lot of people lose a lot more than irritation at my crew. You have sat to counsel with me and my workers. You have also claimed desire for participation and service. Be this the way that desire is foundationed. This is not a new age communal allow in love in. I suggest you take careful note of God's commandments. Be this as it may, this is your problem and no longer mine. For in deliberate denial and breaking of those laws of God, you show your intent. When you ask God to help you create evil and wrongdoing, you have blundered, for he only helps you overcome evil, not develop it. Guess who helps you develop evil to perfection? We here do not serve that master, for we turn from ignorance into knowing. And with that insight comes growth into higher understanding and action. Lusts of the flesh will destroy you in soul journey. So be it. This is only one who has been damaged at the hands of tyranny through oath and service to the United Nations One World Order. But we tread not where unwanted. I certainly would not suggest ongoing attention to one who cares so little as to plan a wedding to a stranger, whilst his family's bodies are hardly cold in the graves. Does this have truth? You find out, for I am totally weary of the whole effort on behalf of my people. If, in fact, this case boils down to white supremacists, which indicates fanatic racial bigotry, then that, too, must be confronted. Remember, the Constitution is for all citizens. We are accused of being the only paper who has lied and printed this erroneous information. I suggest you refer to the two shown herein, Spotlight and the American Information Newsletter, Boise, Idaho, as well as every other Patriot journal or sheet in an effort to get legal coverage for this man and Kevin Harris. To you who have contributed to the fund, I personally thank you, even if there be no real appreciation from ones in point, for if brother cannot help brother, there is no reason for this journey. This is not the case in point. The point is that ones who find themselves with opportunities to fill some personal need within themselves to either be important or unabashedly cruel cause these things to precipitate. For Randy is quite securely imprisoned, so who might be at cause here? You, who would create such disadvantage, are most surely not working for the man in point, the nation, and citizens, or most certainly God, to whom you dump the entire reason for such actions. To take advantage of the pain of a man in such circumstances beyond reason and to make it public as a thing of interest is quite remarkably poor in taste, if nothing else. Now, you who think this is no place for to air the liberator's defense, where else do you suggest the lessons come and go? Or has this world become so me-oriented that you cannot realize that this is the liberator? As we get closer to success, in our work, the blessings flow in, and our appreciation is unlimited as the fuel from the brotherhood keeps the spirit alive and well. So much must be done in privacy of unknowing and willingness to work within that unknowingness. that our goals might find fulfillment and not stoppage. But the myriads of petitions for personal attention, answers to personal problems and dilemmas also pour in and have buried us. Then comes the anger at no personal responses. I have asked again and again to please understand our massive task at hand. It is not my scribe's job to beseech me or God in your behalf, much less to respond because you don't like a picture or a reference or you don't agree with a viewpoint. I appreciate your opinions, all of them, but they are not the business of Dharma, who somehow feels your soul journey is somehow her responsibility if we take not time to respond in kind. You must take these things up with God, for he always responds directly, for it is none of Dharma's business. The thrust in behalf of Randy Weaver just represented the straw that has broken the camel's back. Constitution versus God. Can't your desire for and return to the constitutional law, can't you desire for return to the constitutional law and not concern about God? No. God is the major portion of your constitution and one nation under God. The facts are you already have exactly what you have proven you want in the system you already have developed. You just don't like it because some have gotten more stuff than you out of it. If you expect no truth as offered by and through God and hosts, worked long and very, very hard. One's on your place, in your midst, and we of the cosmos hosts have worked unceasingly and at continued loss and persecution to bring you possibility of recovery and truth. We offer it to you in brotherhood and in humility, to simply be able to serve you as all avenues of freedom are closed to you via this beast who blocks every avenue toward abundance and freedom. Ones live in constant, never-ending risk of death and or, at the least, incarceration for their efforts to preserve and reclaim your constitutional breath of life. If you think journals and paper are accidental events of ones who want something from you, pay better attention. They serve, have all their properties stripped from them, and still they serve on. This be of God, Chilas, none other. God has always had a plan which would set you free. It would needs be through the word, and that be in truth, for it is the only way of God. We offer the plan unto you now, having been earned and worked and at and prepared by human hands, so that you can use it, function in and with it, and perfect the goals of freedom and spiritual fulfillment. Will you seize the moment and the opportunity? That remains to be seen, does it not? Listen to the cosmos. Today I have little patience or any desire to ask more of my people. We have been petitioned to reprint no more of the tapes in written form in the Liberator until we make a bit further legal progress. But we need your participation, and therefore I ask that all and each obtain a copy of the audio tapes available as the network begins to work actively as a unit. We make the Liberator available as a sounding board, information flow, instructions and idea sharing in this massive movement to reclaim your nation under God. I personally have shared with ones who lead herein, and we have efforted to educate you, the people, at least make available information as to the needs and the causes of your circumstance. We also tell you what must be in order to regain structure with God to achieve such goals of freedom and safety within his places. What you do with it is your business, but if you like not that which is given in return for your inquiries and petitions to God, consider your requests most carefully, for God always responds. If you miss God's opportunities, be that God's fault? May not ones with whom you disagree in physical awareness have the same goal of soul and direction toward freedom? Can you not rise above the bickering to achieve the goal from whence you can, then move on into higher knowledge in the safety of freedom to seek and perhaps find if you have not yet found? Can you not in intelligence see the opportunities in truth and put aside the disagreements on points of unworthy attention? I am herein asking that my people here place full force and effort in integration to get this job done. It requires cooperation, labor, and willingness to give and serve, all of which my people are prepared and willing to do. I hope that every reader will not fiddle about and get a copy of the tape laying out the plan. We will not jeopardize our co-workers by foolish reprinting of information. We will make available that which is public and do so immediately. For this is the point of an Earth Journal, not sensationalism or psychic fortune-telling, just what is as quickly and succinctly as is possible, and outlay actions which can accomplish your goal. The Liberator was the voice to and for the people in the effort to preserve your nation in the Civil War days. The Phoenix Liberator is the voice which shall serve you, the people, in the reclamation of your nation now. You can make this a voice of the level of sound which will be heard and attended. Or you can bicker, negate, and air petty laundry and ensure failure for self and success to your adversary. Either way, it is up to you. Your turn, Commander.
No, let's just move right on into the tape. And if you want a break afterwards, we'll consider it. Or if we want to just immediately hear from Soltec and then adjourn after the tape, we'll do that. We're going to transcribe this as we have the others, but in a discussion with the people involved, we will not print it in the Liberator until after the 7th of January. And then we will work it out with him and begin to be the voice that you need. That gives us a couple of weeks to bind some relationships. There's full understanding. There's just a matter of now working out who does what. Most of you in the room will remember, for instance, John Quaid as he comes on to share. It's a renewal. You all understand that you keep meeting yourself everywhere you go. This is a way of it. Ones who have purpose, it may not necessarily be here, you see. If everyone came here, there would be no one to have done the things they needed to do elsewhere. So I would ask that all within the range of my voice look very carefully at what you're doing and where you are. There's some in New Mexico who think perhaps they should have been here. No, you're serving there. Why would you serve here? You see, you have to give some special thought to what is being accomplished. And I realize that some of you have investment into the Institute, which is represented through here, but that's only because it's convenient. So you don't need to bind yourselves to some focus. There are others, however, who I feel are in danger. And we need to begin to attend that. I would like for Annamie to begin to give some serious thought. It's not safe in South Africa. Well, does that mean that I should leave my job? I cannot make those discernments. It is far more dangerous for some than for others doing the same thing, who would not consider making a move. You have to consider what contribution you can make in the largest measure unto the most people.